Welcome to the Discipleship Now podcast, hosted by Dr. Matthew Turner, an author, ordained minister, and father of three. Dr. Turner has pastored, held multiple ministry leadership roles, and currently serves as the Mission USA Administrator of the Congregational Holiness Church. In each episode, we'll dive into different aspects of discipleship, sharing personal stories and experiences, as well as insights and teachings from the Bible. Our hope is that this podcast will serve as a source of encouragement and inspiration for all who listen, whether you're a seasoned Christian or just beginning your journey of faith. So, grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and join Dr. Matthew Turner on this journey of discipleship.
Hello, I'm so grateful that you have taken time out of your day to jump on Discipleship Now and listen to this podcast. I'm so grateful for each and every one of our listeners and subscribers. If you haven't subscribed to Discipleship Now, let me just encourage you to take a moment and click that subscribe button on whatever platform that you're listening to. And it will greatly benefit the podcast and also just the ministry as well. So I'm so grateful that you're here. Welcome to Discipleship Now. I'm Dr. Matthew Turner, and this is where we talk about life, family, and ministry through the biblical lens of discipleship. And today I want us to talk about something that has been really encouraging to me. It's a subject that has really been on my heart as of late because of things that I'm going through in my personal life and then the new opportunities that has been presented to my family and I and all of these things that we've been going through in our personal ministry and life. We have come to a place where we know that we need something from the Lord. And maybe you're right there in that same type of place where you're looking for an answer. You're looking for provision. You're looking for some sort of peace of mind that we know God gives to those that are seeking the Lord and that who are calling out to Him. Whatever it is that you may be in need of today, if you need something from the Lord, this podcast I know is going to bless you. I want to talk to you, and this is going to be a multi-part series to this subject, but I want to talk to you just on this subject of needing something from heaven, needing something from heaven. In my personal ministry and life, I've been in a moment of transition and a place of where we have seen God's hand begin to move us into a different direction. But leading up to that decision, there was a great deal of uncertainty of what we were supposed to do and which direction we're supposed to take and how are we supposed to live and when it comes to finances, when it comes to a place to live, when it comes to all the different things that just go along with normal everyday life. God, if we change jobs, if we change ministries, if we're in a different place 3 months from now or 6 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, God, how are we going to make ends meet and how are we going to live our lives? God, I need an answer from you. And that's certainly where I have been in my life as of late. And I just want to encourage you from the Word of God on a couple of things about the resources and the ability of our Father. Our Father loves us so very much, and He absolutely does not want to withhold anything from us. Anything that will bless us and be good to us, He doesn't want to withhold anything. So there's a couple of places in scriptures that that I think about that are my go-to when I think about, Lord, I need something from you. And one of those is in the Old Testament book of Malachi, chapter 3. And I know that this verse will be very familiar to many of you, at least some of you out there. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10, where the Lord says, "Bring all the tithes in the storehouse, and that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it." An amazing verse of scripture, and one that preachers and pastors use all the time to speak about tithing and about how that we should give to the Lord in tithes and offerings. And that's not the subject that I want to pull from this verse in this podcast, but I want us to talk about how that the Lord says that if we will obey Him in tithes and offering, that He has stored up for us blessings, that the amount of blessings would absolutely overtake us and we wouldn't have room enough to receive them. The first thing that I just want to encourage you about today is that heaven or the Lord has no limited resources. There is no limit. There are no limits on the resources that God has for us, for you, and for me. There's no limits on His resources. In my mind, when I think about this verse in Malachi, I think about God sitting on His throne on the edge of His seat, just simply waiting for us to obey Him so that He can bless us, so that He can do some amazing thing in our life. He's sitting on ready, if you will, waiting for us to be pleasing to Him, to show Him that we love Him and care about Him, and that we care about the church and ministry and other people and all of the commands of the Lord. He's sitting on the edge of His seat just waiting for us to obey Him so that He can bless us. We serve a God that owns the cattle on a thousand hills. That's what the Scripture says. And there's another verse of Scripture in Psalms chapter 24, verse 1, that says that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to Him. In other words, God is saying that everything from this earth to the sky belongs to Him. He owns everything. And I can't tell you how many times in ministry, particularly in a denominational setting that I've been sitting in for a while now, that is dependent on the blessings and the goodness of people and the blessing and goodness of the Lord. It is so encouraging that when I'm looking at the bank account and I see our ministry numbers, and man, I would like them to be more so that we could do more, I sit there and I think, Lord, I know that You own all that is in this earth, that You bless and You give and You take away because You are God, and that, Lord, You own everything. So God, You are able to bring exactly what's needed for this ministry, for my life, and for any other and all other circumstances, exactly when I need it, because You own everything. Isn't that so encouraging that you don't have to just rely on your own strength or your own abilities to bring resources, whether they be financial, or maybe they're people, or maybe there are other types of resources that you're seeking that you need. Isn't it encouraging to know that you don't have to only rely on yourself and only rely on your intellect, but you can rest in the Lord because He owns everything? And the Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights. And so I just want to encourage you that wherever you are, if you're in need of something from the Lord, if you need something from heaven, then be encouraged that God owns every single thing in this world and beyond, and He is able to bless us in our times of need. And I'm so grateful that it's not just related to finances, but it also is related to health and possessions and needs in all kinds of ways. God is able. He has the resources. There are no limited resources with the Lord. I think about when Paul landed on the island of Malta in Acts chapter 28, and he fixes a fire, and he's working with the fire, and the Bible says that from the pile of wood or from the fire there was a viper that latched onto Paul's hand, and everybody was simply waiting for Paul to fall down dead, because evidently that must have been what happened when this particular type of snake bit someone. There was just no hope, and they were all waiting for Paul just to fall down dead, but that's not what happened at all. He just shook the bite off and continued to work. And the Bible says that the people of Malta were absolutely amazed at Paul, who shook the viper off, and that seemingly the venom had no effect upon his life. And I think about that verse in this context, that God has health resources in the moment that we need it. When we need something from heaven, I want to assure you that our God has what we need. And so maybe you're in that place and you're asking yourself, okay, Lord, what is going on in my life? God, I need something from you. You're in a place where you absolutely need a word from the Lord, or you need resources, or whatever it may be. God, I need you. I need you. What should you do? Well, I want to encourage you that when we know that God has all the resources, that we can bombard heaven for provision. We know that heaven has provision, that God has provision. So may we bombard heaven for the provision. I'll never forget, Anna and I, my wife and I had saved some money, and we placed it inside of one of those safes that you just buy at Walmart that has a simple code that you punch in and it saves, and you punch the code in and it automatically unlocks and you can open and get back into it. So we had placed some money in and some other important documents in this safe, and a couple of years went down the road, and we realized that there was something that we wanted to use that money for. So we went to the safe and we put the code in, or at least I put what I thought was the code in, and it wouldn't unlock. And I looked for the instructions that would tell me what the code was for this safe, but I couldn't find it. And I thought to myself, what am I going to do? And I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get my sledgehammer, and I'm going to pry or bust into this safe. Well, it certainly proved to be somewhat of a challenge. And even though that safe was from a local superstore, this safe was very well made. And so I took that sledgehammer and I hit it one time, and I hardly made a dent in it. And so I kept hitting it and kept in it, and hardly nothing would happen. And I thought, what am I going to do? But I just kept hitting and kept hitting until a few pieces fell off of the front of this safe. And I kept it and I kept it until finally I was able to crack it open just enough to be able to pry the lock back, to be able to open up and get what I need. Well, we don't necessarily take a sledgehammer to the Lord. That's not exactly a great recipe. But what we can do is we can bombard heaven with our prayers and with fasting. Go to the Lord and constantly, over and over and over, reach out to Him and pray and seek the Lord. There's an old church word that we don't hear a lot anymore, or we don't talk about a lot anymore, and it's called travailing in prayer. I remember my grandmother talking about how that she would travail in prayer so often. Travail means to earnestly seek, take time and earnestly seek the Lord. And I just want to encourage you today, if you need a word from God, if you need an answer from the Lord, if you need resources from heaven, we know that God has the answers. We know that He has the resources. Then the answer to you is, first off, bombard heaven with prayer and fasting. Seek the Lord. Call upon Him, and I promise you that He will answer you. Now, I don't just promise you because I'm just saying I promise you. No, I promise you that He'll answer because it is His Word. Jeremiah 33:3, call on me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I want to encourage you today, bombard heaven. And so we sometimes come into a place in our life where we need an answer. And maybe you have been in a place where you come to yourself and you say, you know what, God, I can't keep going this way. I absolutely cannot go another day. I can't go home. I can't go back to work. I can't do life anymore until I know, or I have an answer, or the resource comes, or whatever it may be. I know that I've been there. As a matter of fact, it wasn't that long ago, and I was actually in that very place. I went to a church service, and oh my gosh, I was so burdened with the circumstances of my life. I needed to know what was the will of the Lord and what exactly God wanted me to do. And so when the preacher preached and we had a good service, and then he gave the altar call, and I went down to the altar, and I didn't even go down as in saying that I was needing what the preacher was preaching on that particular day. But I knew that I needed to pray, and I needed someone to help me pray with me. So I went down to the altar, and I was praying. I was bawling my eyes out, seeking the Lord, asking God, please, Lord, answer me. I cannot go another day. And this is literally what I told the Lord. I said, God, I cannot go home to my wife and my kids and look at them in the eye and say everything is okay if I don't know for a fact and have peace of mind that everything is going to be okay. So God, tonight I've got to have an answer from you. And I spent, I really don't know. Obviously, I wasn't timing it. Time was not important to me in that moment. But I know it must have been 20 or so minutes, maybe more, I'm not sure, of just saying, God, I've got to hear from you right now. I've got to know today. I was bombarding heaven, bombarding the throne room, and I was just as sincere and brokenhearted as I possibly could be. And someone came and sat down next to me, and it had to have been the Lord, because what this person said was almost verbatim what I was going through in that moment. And also, it was a word or an answer that I needed to hear right then and there. It could have only been the Lord. I could give you more context, but I really shouldn't, just because it's such a sensitive topic. But just trust me in the fact that nobody knew what I was praying about. Nobody knew what was going on in my life, but God did. And He knew exactly the answer that I needed to hear. So He spoke to someone, He tugged on somebody's heart to go and sit down next to me and to say to me what thus says the Lord. And it was such an encouraging moment. It was like the weight of the world lifted off of my shoulder, because I reached out to the one, the only one, the one that has all the resources from earth to heaven, the one who owns it all. I reached out to the one who was able to answer me, and He did. I want to encourage you today that wherever you are and whatever you might be going through today, if you need something from heaven, call upon the one that's able to move and to answer you and that's able to bless you in your circumstances and situations. God has all the resources. So why don't you take today and bombard heaven for the answer that you need? Well, I hope you've been encouraged today. I'm so grateful that you joined this podcast as we looked at this first part of needing something from heaven. And I pray that you will join me next week and go to our website, MatthewRyanTurner.com, and avail yourself to all the resources there in ministry and discipleship. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Discipleship Now podcast hosted by Dr. Matthew Turner. We hope this episode has encouraged and inspired you on your faith journey. Don't forget to subscribe and share with others who might benefit from these conversations. Until next time, keep seeking Jesus and growing in your discipleship journey.